making is that, yes, relative to gold, silver is bulky, but unless you're in several thousands of dollars, you said you could put 13,000 currencies worth of silver at today's low price in an ammo box, probably have a little bit of room to spare, and away you go. And we both know that the average American has a pretty tough time writing a check for $500 to $1,000 that won't bounce. So for all practical purposes, it's really not that bulky, unless you're very, you know, you're very well off and you're buying, you know, thousands of kilos or hundreds of kilos, I should say, then perhaps you've got a, you know, a bulk problem. And even there, it's easily solved. I mean, it's not a big deal. Going back to, do you put it in one place or not? I think that obviously is an individual choice. Again, it depends how much you have and what your objectives are. I mean, if you're really a high net worth person and you have a great deal, then it only makes sense to put it probably in three places and probably in a jurisdiction outside of the jurisdiction you're living in. But these are all individual choices depending on time, place, and condition of the individual.
A jurisdiction outside the jurisdiction you're living in. Tell us, why would we do that?
Well, it's how you think it through, but it would be, for example, if there was capital controls in North America, so you take a jurisdiction to store metal in, let's say, the Eurozone. You don't necessarily have to bring it back. You know, if you do, then there could be tax consequences. But if you decided that maybe you wanted to go to it and fly to Europe and take a six-month holiday after things cooled off in North America and come back, I mean, there's lots of options. But people are worried about confiscation. I am not. We can talk about that later today if you'd like. But it's just spreading out. I teach if you're at a high net worth and you're a real metals head and that's part of your overall financial holdings, it's probably prudent to put it in three locations, but that's plenty. I don't advocate 10 or whatever. I mean, you get to be pushing, you know, into your 70s or 80s, you might not remember all 10 places if you put it in 10. But so that's my thinking, is that could be kind of that last-ditch effort that if you needed to take an extended vacation or whatever, you could go to Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Zurich, you name it. There's good holding facilities around the world. And, of course, from the other perspective, let's say you're in Hong Kong, you could stick it in Idaho. So it just depends on really how far through people think will happen in the future and what they plan individually. No one knows exactly how this is going to unravel. It has started in 2008. It's really never recovered. But yet we keep pretending and extending the fallacy that everything is okay, wink, wink, and, you know, everything's going to be getting better and better. And of course, that's an absolute fake news meme that is, you know, the drum's beating on that constantly.
That's a really good point that you're making, because since the election of selection of Donald Trump, that there's this feeling that everything's kind of okay. Things are getting better. The economy is turning around. Employment is up, unemployment is down. I'm not buying it. I think that, you know, stores are closing like crazy, and I think we do need to be prepared for all kinds of contingencies. I'm holding in my hand a paperweight. It's been in the studio for at least 5 years, maybe six, and it's about the size of a domino, and it's got the outline of the state of Montana. It says silver 0.9995 on it, and on the it's a little ingot. It's a hand cast. It's very primitive, and it says 7.47 troy. And I just did a quick calculation. The current value of that as melt is $128. So here's this. So if you're talking about, you know, how much is silver, something the size of a domino, $128 easily. That's without the curiosity value of it. So you might want to, you know, might want to say, well, it's worth maybe $25 more than that because it's interesting. So have I ever decided that, you know, I would sell it? No, but if I were in a jam, yeah. Yeah. We don't seem to have the ability to think forward as much as we should about planning and saving and not spending every cent we have. What do you think about that, David Morgan? Is that true, or is that just what I'm observing?
Well, it's an accurate observation. I mean, there's obviously a few that will, but no, it's something that has been taught, or really, I have to say, more accurately, programmed into society, the idea that, buy now, pay later. You deserve it. You put it as long as you can afford the payments. You should have it now. Everything's based on credit, and on it goes. It's not, and we're given this idea from a very, very early age, and the more programming that you get through the flat screen, the more apt you are to have that locked into your subconscious, so that it just seems to be the most natural thing to do is to say, I make this much, what can I afford to pay over time? And it's just accepted generally that this is the normal way of doing business, which really is not the normal way of doing business. The way to do business in the past, especially after the Great Depression, was if you couldn't save up and have the savings to purchase something outright, then you didn't deserve to own it, or you just kept saving until you could. People were much more apt to live within their means and then have live in their means or below their means, meaning that they would live with what they earned and save on top of that. So in other words, they'd live slightly under their means, or maybe greatly under, so that they would be able to accumulate savings. A lot of
great point, living below your means. David, when we come back, let's talk about silver. Are we running out of silver? Is it disappearing, or is there plenty of silver? How much longer can we go? David Morgan, The Morgan Report. Post on the website. It's page number one. If you'd like to go to the link under the Instructors tab. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, David Morgan's with us, themorganreport.com. David, I'm pretty sensitive to recycling. I'm pretty sensitive to the economies here at the farm. And one of the things that I've noticed is lead-acid batteries. We have about 30 of them here at the farm. Sometimes they only last 3 years. So at that rate of replacement, I'd be replacing 10 batteries a year. And at $100 a piece, that's $1,000 a year in batteries, unless I can make them last longer, which I'm working on. And here's the question. So we recycle batteries, and a lead-acid battery from a car or a small truck used to have a $2 core charge, 4, 6, 8, 10. Now it's up to $18 or more. But that does not apply to silver. Now, I'm looking around the studio here, and I've mentioned this many times, that there are silver used in contacts of all kinds, all these switches that I have here in front of me, and even the light switches throughout the house and businesses have silver contacts. When those switches wear out, we just throw them away. That silver ends up in the landfill. There's no deposit that I know of on light switches to recycle silver. And lots of silver gets thrown away. Are we running out of silver?
Well, it depends on your perspective. I mean, if you look at from how much silver has been mined since we started keeping records, the ratio of silver to gold, the natural ratio, what is in the Earth's surface or how we mine it out, is roughly 9-1. I'll use a factor 10-1. So over time immemorial records, there's roughly 6 billion ounces of gold and 60 billion ounces of silver has been taken out of the ground. Now, where are we today? In investable silver, so I want to make the distinguish. I want to distinguish two classes of silver. Silver that's above ground in a landfill is not investable. You can't go in there and dig it out and, you know, make money on it. So what's in investable form either means a commercial bar, which is what's traded on the exchange on the paper markets, and what's available in the, what I call the retail market, which is your Montana paperweight, my silver kilo, a silver eagle, any government mint, or any privately minted silver round. So all of that silver is roughly 2.2 billion ounces. And again, gold still is around 5 billion ounces of investable gold. So there's less silver that's investment form than gold. That's number one. However, and so you go from 60 billion down to 2, and I'm not saying all the 60 billion was investable, so I'm kind of comparing apples and oranges, but the idea is that a lot of that silver's gone away. Now, to digress a bit in the recycling, a great deal of silver is recycled. It's roughly 160 million ounces per year. And most of that comes out of electronic waste. If you throw a smartphone into the waste bin, and you don't, you usually give it to the shopkeeper of the wherever you're getting a new upgraded phone. They send them off to the recycler. And a very minimal producer but economic gold mine is about 1 gram per ton. Smartphones are 4 grams per ton. So a ton of smartphones is roughly 3 to 4 times better than some of the marginal mines that are mined by like companies like Newmont. These aren't like, you know, little bitty outfits. So I digress to come back. So the above ground supply of silver has actually been building since the low of 500 million ounces. This is about all you could find in the silver market in 2006. And now again, to repeat, we're roughly 2 billion ounces. So the above ground stocks of silver have increased over the last 10 years or so. So I'd say, are we running out? Not really. The point I think maybe we should go on, Vincent, is that, you know, and people hear that and, oh my, I shouldn't invest in silver. Well, think again. Let's think, people. First of all, if you thought that you have to have a deficit for something to be a good investment, then you never buy gold because the gold supply constantly increases over time. Secondly, it's not what the supply is, it's what the demand is, and it's not the industrial demand, which is very key to silver, and it plays a very big role, but it's what is the investment of monetary demand. And that's the key. The reason silver was demonetized is the bankers wanted total control by having gold only, so they took the money from the people in 1873, and then you go into the dislocation in 1965 when basically the government under Johnson started the Johnson slugs, basically said, well, silver's too valuable to be used as money. And the reason for that was that the SUA, the Silver Users Association, is coming into effect, meaning that the idea was that all the big silver users had to make sure that the price of silver stayed at a low price so that their economic margins on, you know, Tiffany's and Kodak and all the companies at the time would be able to make a high profit by keeping the main commodity at a low price.
Let's talk more about your outlook on where silver is going when we come back, right after these announcements.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David Morgan's with us. The Morgan Report. David, do you have some information that our class can contact you and get and learn more about silver?
Oh, absolutely. The easiest way is to go to the website. There's a contact us form. And visit, I'll give you our office number, which is 480-325-0230. I'll repeat it. It's 480-325-0230. Just let Bruce know that, you heard me on USA Prepares, and he'll put you through. Thank you.
Well, that's great. And so we can get information to our broadcast classroom to learn more about silver. Well, with the selection of Donald J. Trump, what is your outlook for silver?
Well, I have to backtrack a bit, and I'll try to be brief, Vincent, but I know we have a little time left. But, I was asked at the Mines and Money show in Canada well before the election, what I thought, and a lot of Canadians thought I would have, hard leanings toward Trump, and I said, absolutely not. It looked to me as if it was changing the captain on the Titanic after we hit the iceberg, because the problem is not a political problem. The problem is a math problem. You cannot pay down this debt. You cannot get out of it. There's no way that this can be resolved without a default. You either default by saying we can't pay it. That's an upright, kind of the most sport right. forthright and moral way to do it. And the other way is just to depreciate the currency until no one accepts it anymore, which is the way that governments usually do it. I said, with Trump, if he's elected, probably will make people feel better for a while. You know, the band on the deck will probably play a more lively tune. Maybe they'll give out free drinks. They'll bring steerage up to first class. And, you know, things may party on and things seem pretty good. But the reality, again, it's a math problem. So coming back, what about silver? Well, if we look at silver from an objective perspective, first of all, what people don't know and used to at my age level or older was that silver was in circulation through 1964. Silver has been used as money in more transactions than gold by far. I mean, silver is the people's money. I mean, the last to be on the silver standard was China. So the idea of silver not just being an industrial commodity is just preposterous. The word silver and the word money is synonymous in the Romance languages. So try to be objective about what silver's history is as far as being a monetary asset. The real, true monetary metal in history is silver, not gold. So if you establish that for yourself, don't take my word for it, let's look at how much money is used in the financial system. If you take all financial assets, ex real estate, so I'm not putting real estate investment in here at all. I'm only putting in stocks, bonds, ETFs, options, all this stuff that's out there in the financial world. A lot of it's just derivatives and made up phony baloney stuff, but it exists. Gold itself, physical gold, makes up 1% of the entire financial landscape. And remember, that's without including real estate. So if you included real estate, it'd be far, far less than 1%. Now, where does silver fit? This class, sit down and lock down. It is 0.02%. So the amount of physical silver that's held as a financial asset by the world at large is 0.02%. And this is a very important point, because not only are there very few people awake and aware to silver's monetary value and that it performs as well as gold, especially in a currency destruction. In fact, it performs much better than gold in a currency destruction, but there's very few that are awake enough to actually have it or hold it as an asset, which is a good thing in a way, because it's a lot easier to move a small market than a big market, which means that if we doubled the amount of people that woke up and bought some constitutional silver, junk silver, if you want to refer to it that way, and held it as protection or barter or whatever the case, then that would have a huge demand on the market. And this means only, you know, 0.02% of the population, again, which isn't very many people. To say it another way, it's probably easier to understand, is that the amount of silver mined on an annual basis is roughly 700 to 800 million ounces on an annual basis. So if everyone in the United States owned a little, and this is what you hear from most coin dealers that are, you know, neutral to silver or maybe slightly negative to gold and silver, they're just in the business to make, you know, currency. They'll tell you, well, everyone should own a little. Well, if everyone in the United States, which is only 5% of the world's population, if everyone in the U.S. owned a little silver and owned 2 ounces, which I would say is a little, 2 ounces, you know, you're talking about $36 or so, $40. I mean, that's not like going to change your life significantly. That would take up the entire annual silver supply coming out of the ground every year. And that's 5% of the world's people owning only 2 ounces. So that's how small the silver market is. So we don't have to wake up too many more people to come into the silver market for the price movement to be significant.
What forms of silver do you prefer? You know, for the person who is just going to consider jumping in and buying some silver, what do you recommend?
Well, I recommend that you start small. That's in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing. You can type in David Morgan, 10 Rules of Silver Investing, and those 10 rules will certainly help everybody that's just going to be starting the silver market. And I say start small, and really you want small units. I mean, basically, unless you're, you know, multi-millionaire, you really want to have 1 ounce rounds or 1 ounce coins or less. You can get, as you said, you know, constitutional silver, you can get bags of 1965 silver coins that are dimes, quarters, or halves. And those are great. So it depends on the individual, but certainly you don't want to start investing and, you know, you save up and save up and save up, and all of a sudden you have a 100-ounce silver ingot, you know. Now you really have a problem in a way because you have to sell exactly at the right time. It's all back in the fiat. What do? Whereas if you have 100 silver rounds, you have 100 decisions you can make. You could sell one, barter one, sell two, whatever. So I very much advocate to have small units, at least to begin with.
You know, as you were saying this, I jumped on eBay. Not that I was distracted. I jumped on eBay and I looked at Germany. I was thinking about the Weimar Republic. And I was thinking about 5 mark silver coins. And they sell for about $20. And I'm looking at a trillion mark German note. $1.99. What I'm saying is there is absolute proof positive that you're better off with physical metal, silver, than you are with a note that is, you know, a trillion mark note is worth less right now on eBay than a 5 mark 40% silver coin. So I'm with you on that. I had in my hands at one time a 1,000-ounce ingot of silver. And I had a choice. I could get a couple tractors, farm tractors, like 100 horsepower, used, or this bar of silver, this ingot. And I decided that the tractors were more useful for me at that point. And that was the right decision because from what I understood later on, that if you did want to part with that, there are also paper documents that need to be filled out at the 1,000-ounce silver level. Is that correct?
Depends on the state, depends who you're dealing with, but generally speaking, that's correct.
Yeah. So I am absolutely in concert with you. Small silver is a great way to go, and I totally concur. But there are those who say, you know, if you're going to buy junk silver, dimes, that's the way to go, because there's more of them. There are those who will say quarters because they're a little larger. They're worth a little more. Some people say half dollars. Some people say silver dollars. Do you have a preference between dimes, quarters, halves, and silver dollars in 90% silver?
Well, dollars is a unique category because, first of all, the definition of a dollar constitutionally, and this has never been taken off the books, is 371.25 grains of 999 silver. So a silver dollar is not an ounce, but if you buy a silver Liberty, which is commonly referred to as a silver eagle from the U.S. Mint or from a coin dealer, what you're going to see is $1 stamped in it, and it's also 1 ounce. But that's because the Treasury doesn't know the definition of a dollar. A true silver dollar is actually 0.77 troy ounces of silver. So that's about 3/4 of an ounce, slightly more. But the centerage that the government gets by stamping out real money, they get a bit of a profit. And this is common among, you know, ancient times to, I'll say, modern times, because, again, we stamped them out until 1965. So if you look at the 90% coins in silver that are dimes, quarters, and halves, they are 71.25 or 70. Roughly 72% silver, whereas the dollar is 77%, or excuse me, let me reframe that and say it accurately. dimes, quarters, and halves, in a dollar form, meaning 4/4, 10 dimes, or 2 halves, is 0.72 an ounce, 0.72 troy ounces, and a dollar is 0.77 troy ounces. So, dollars sell at a huge premium. I have a few. I love them. I like to give them out occasionally to super good friends or some for a birthday or whatever. So among the others, I would say it's your choice, but I'd mix it up. Why not? I mean, if you can afford to buy, and you don't have to buy a 1,000-ounce bag. You can buy a half bag, a quarter bag, and some shops will let you buy basically onesie, twosie. So you could buy, you know, dimes one time, quarters the next time, and halves the next time, and kind of sort it out. I don't have a preference. I've got I think I've got a few bags of both dimes and quarters. I don't have a bag of halves, but that's, you know, the way I see it. I think it's a great way to go for it.
Well, let me tell you what happened at the kitchen table last night. It's germane to this conversation. Mrs. Cannelli was there. My mom was there. We were having dinner. Our son was there. I was there. And our son mentioned that he's been invited to a wedding. He's going to be one of the groomsmen. And we're talking about the gift. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David Morgan's with us, The Morgan Report. So, David, we were at the kitchen table last night, and our son let us know that he was invited to a wedding. I said, great. What do you plan to bring as a gift? And we talked about it, and I said, what about silver? What about silver? And there was some silence, and I said, well, you know, I'm not talking about, like, silver service. I'm not talking about silverware. I'm talking about silver. And the way I look at it is, I've received, Mrs. Finelli and I received wedding presents, and some of them we still have, but I can tell you this, when I was 7 years old, my aunt gave me some silver dollars. I still have them in the same very same white Lord & Taylor box, the small white box that she gave them to me, and I still have them. I still have them. So silver, I think, is worth a second look. Any thoughts before we take Kyler in Montana?
Oh, I totally agree. I do it often for various reasons, weddings being just one of many, and I think it's an excellent way to give something that's probably going to stay with that couple longer than many of the other gifts they receive.
Mm-hmm. Tyler in Montana, welcome. You're with David Morgan.
Kyle.
Well, it says T-Y-L-E-R, Montana.
Well,
Tyler.
I guess just called me anything but late for supper.
Kyle in Montana.
Yeah. I got a question for Mr. Morgan. Sir, for about the last 10 days, no matter even if gold went up 2 or 3, 4, 5, 8 bucks, silver just seemed to continue to drop about anywhere from 7 to, you know, 20-something cents a day. And I was wondering what kind of pressure it seems that silver is under to be coming down when we have all of these other ratios, you know, the oversold stock market and everything else. Why would cause it to continue to drop?
Yeah, it's overbought stock market, but as you meant. Well, the whole paradigm is what I call the paper paradigm. Everything about price mechanism is basically under control of the plunge protection team and the way that the paper markets are set up. So, right to the point, the COT, the Commitment of Traders report, which I do for the premium members, don't do it weekly. I don't want people to get addicted to thinking that the Commitment of Traders is the only metric that you need to know which way the price movement is more likely to occur. But the short position in the silver market is at an all-time high. And I saw that in the summer of 2016, and I got all the Morgan Report subscribers out of their trading positions, because we are long-term believers, so we keep about 70-75% core positions that we never touch, regardless of price movement. But it's always nice to take a hefty profit January into the summer months, and I called it right at the top because of the COT report. We're back up there now, and this is putting price pressure on the downside. As I explained earlier, talking to Vincent and the class, The small markets are easier to move around. So it's basically paper paradigm pushing prices down because there's so much silver that's being sold on the market that does not exist. It's called naked short selling.
Well, at what point do they lose control of this of the paper market and these metals can actually come to the level that they ought to be? I mean, I'm just curious as to what in the world could or would precipitate that.
Well, it happened already in 2008, and it only happened on the retail side, meaning when the financial crisis, and the mainstream calls it that, happened, there was about a 30 to 40% premium on silver. So you couldn't buy silver on the paper price at all. You could only buy off of eBay or individual dealers around the country or internet dealers or whatever with about a 30% premium. Save the fact that you could arbitrage it, which is what I did. I bought 3 1,000-ounce bars off the exchange at their $9 price, sent them to a friend of mine that runs a mint, and had them drawn and cast, well, not cast, but basically swapped them for half-ounce rounds that held the premium. The market did come back together. Many people said it never would. I said, no, I'm afraid that we don't have a silver shortage. We have a silver retail product shortage. But that's what it will take. It will take a situation where the physical market takes control of the price. And even when that happens, the exchange has their metrics to say we didn't fail. They have to pay you off in paper. They'll claim there wasn't a default, which of course there will be, and there'll probably be a paper price on the exchange and a real price out in the marketplace.
We're out of time. David Morgan, The Morgan Report. Thank you so much. Kyle, thank you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy.
survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with David Morgan, themorganreport.com. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Appreciate being here.
Hey, I got to tell you a quick story. So, I was at this preparedness conference, and I was getting ready to do my seminar, and I walked through the convention hall, and there's a guy selling ammo cans. He had a lot of them. I'm talking about 30 caliber ammo cans, 50 caliber ammo cans, and larger ammunition ammo cans. And I said to him, I'm going in that seminar back there. I had my blazer on and my dark blue jeans and a solid color shirt and a tie. And so I didn't look like I was going to be someone who's going to run off with his ammo cans. I said, just like to borrow two of them, a 50 and a 30 caliber ammo can. May I borrow them? And I'd like to talk about them during my seminar. So he said, sure. So I brought them into the seminar and I put them on the table next to the projector. And I mentioned that there are all kinds of uses for these ammo cans. And one use for ammo cans is you could put your precious metals in them. So, for example, if you have some junk silver and you wash out that ammo can with, detergent and rinse it real well, keep it in the sun so you get all the moisture out of it, make sure it's thoroughly dry, you can put some silver in there and you could have it ready to go. As a matter of fact, if you get the larger can, the 50 caliber ammo can, which is available for less than $10, it comes with a gasket. It's made for carrying ammunition, into combat. So it's really rugged. And if you were to put junk silver in there, you could literally fit $1,000 face value of silver, sometimes called junk silver, in a 50 caliber ammo can and weigh about 70 plus pounds. And you could have it ready to go. So, for example, if you had that much wherewithal, and if you did put it in silver, and if you did want to make it portable, you could have it ready to go. Now, how much is that worth right now? About $13,000, maybe $14,000. But, it's gone up and down. It's been as high as $33,000 at one time, maybe even more than that. But what I'm saying is, that is a way of storing it, because people are concerned, well, where do they put their silver? And they're certainly willing to put their wedding rings on their dresser. But, silver, that's really valuable. So it doesn't make any sense to me, not to have it in a place that you could grab it and go if you had to. So I mentioned this. And as a surprise, the gentleman, I mentioned all kinds of uses for ammo cans. That was just one of them. He ended up almost selling out of all of his ammo cans. He had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Next thing I know, I was at another seminar and he was there and I was behind the curtain at my table and I heard him saying, don't listen to talk show hosts. Don't put all your silver in one box. don't pay attention to what they say. They don't know what they're talking about. Found that fascinating it got turned on me. And I never said put it all in there. I said you can put it all in there. But, what a great way to go. So, David Morgan, do you find that people are concerned, where do they put their silver?
Number two questions really side by side. One is, how do I sell it? They're very worried about selling it back. And the other one, of course, is, as you said, it's where do I put it? How do I store it? And it's so bulky. And I like to remind people that the bulky thing is really overblown. The reason I say that is, as I speak to you, I'm giving away a kilo of silver to the people that are on our free e-letter, the free part. I have a paid service and a free service. And the free service, I had a survey, and if you did the survey, you are in a drawing for a kilo of silver. Well, even at today's low silver price, a kilo is worth about almost $700, and it's roughly the size of an iPhone. So how bulky is that? And my analogy is the iPhone. If you take an iPhone that costs, I don't know, retail, what it is, $500, $600, and the bar of silver at that same size is roughly $700, then they're roughly equivalent. And I defy anyone, unless they're an art collector or a coin collector, to tell me something that is that small a dimension, that small a volume, and has that much worth. So silver is bulky relative to gold. It's 70 times less valuable in today's marketplace, and silver is less dense than gold. So the volume of gold in that same kilo would be 70 times as much as silver is today's price. So the point I'm making is that, yes, relative to gold, silver is bulky, but unless you're in several thousands of dollars, you said you could put 13,000 currencies worth of silver at today's low price in an ammo box, probably have a little bit of room to spare, and away you go. And we both know that the average American has a pretty tough time writing a check for $500 to $1,000 that won't bounce. So for all practical purposes, it's really not that bulky, unless you're very, you know, you're very well off and you're buying, you know, thousands of kilos or hundreds of kilos, I should say, then perhaps you've got a, you know, a bulk problem. And even there, it's easily solved. I mean, it's not a big deal. Going back to, do you put it in one place or not? I think that obviously is an individual choice. Again, it depends how much you have and what your objectives are. I mean, if you're really a high net worth person and you know, you have a great deal, then it only makes sense to put it probably in three places and probably in a jurisdiction outside of the jurisdiction you're living in. But these are all individual choices depending on time, place, and condition of the individual.
A jurisdiction outside the jurisdiction you're living in. Tell us, why would we do that?
Well, it's how you think it through, but it would be, for example, if there was capital controls in a, let's say you're in North America, so you take a jurisdiction to store metal in, let's say, the Eurozone. You don't necessarily have to bring it back. You know, if you do, then there could be tax consequences. But if you decided that maybe you wanted to go to it and fly to Europe and take a six-month holiday after things cooled off in North America and come back, I mean, there's lots of options. But people are worried about confiscation. I am not. We can talk about that later today if you'd like. But it's just spreading out. I teach if you're at a high net worth and you're a real metals head, and that's part of your overall financial holdings, it's probably prudent to put it in three locations, but that's plenty. I don't advocate 10 or whatever. I mean, you get to be pushing, you know, into your 70s or 80s, you might not remember all 10 places if you put it in 10. But so that's my thinking, is that could be kind of that last ditch effort that if you needed to take an extended vacation or whatever, you could go to Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Zurich, you name it. There's good holding facilities around the world. And, of course, from the other perspective, let's say you're in Hong Kong, you could stick it in Idaho. So it just depends on really how far through people think will happen in the future and what they plan individually. No one knows exactly how this is going to unravel. It has started in 2008. It's really never recovered. But yet we keep pretending and extending the fallacy that everything is okay, wink, wink, and, you know, everything's going to be getting better and better. Of course, that's an absolute fake news meme that is, you know, the drum's beating on that constantly.
It's a really good point that you're making, because since the selection of Donald Trump, that there's this feeling that everything's kind of okay. Things are getting better. The economy is turning around. Employment is up. Unemployment is down. I'm not buying it. I think that the stores are closing like crazy. And I think we do need to be prepared for all kinds of contingencies. I'm holding in my hand a paperweight. It's been in the studio for at least 5 years, maybe six. And it's about the size of a domino. And it's got the outline of the state of Montana. It says silver 0.9995 on it. And on the, it's a little ingot. It's a hand cast. It's very primitive. And it says 7.47 troy. And I just did a quick calculation. The current value of that as melt is $128. So here's this. So if you're talking about, you know, how much is silver, something the size of it.
What did I do?
I took Extendable, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.